This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 24th. I'm Paul Plack. There's been another mid-air between a plane and a helicopter, this time over Western Germany. Vicky Cruz, president of the International Aerobatics Club, has been lost in a weekend crash while qualifying for the World Aerobatic Championships in England. A team spokesman suspects mechanical problems with her Edge 540. Your copy of the FAR AIM is about to become obsolete. The FAA is making 102 changes to parts 61, 91, and 141, effective this October. Eclipse Aerospace has officially been awarded what's left of Eclipse Aviation. Mason Holland says he'll keep the company's original name and announce his team shortly. The DOT's investigation of that infamous ExpressJet tarmac stranding could be leading to trouble for Misaba Airlines and its parent, Delta. Gulfstream Airlines has told the FAA its $1.3 million fine is 100 times too high. The search for Air France 447's voice and data recorders is officially ended for now. Boeing is telling Dreamliner customers the plane's first flight will happen this year. NASA says the weather should be good for Discovery's scheduled liftoff at 1:36 a.m. tomorrow morning. The APA adds its voice to those protesting Al Megrahi's early release from prison. The first director of the Department of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, has a book coming out, and some political bigwigs will not be amused. And the video conferencing industry says the business it's won during the recession will never go back to the airlines. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller discusses listener email about hover taxiing, forward slips, stall spins, and moving to Buffalo to get practice in real IMC. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.